Vocabulary with comments. Lesson 10. Third declension nouns. Now, before I start pronouncing these, please look at these and notice that they might be masculine, indicated by the article ha, or feminine, indicated by the article hey, or neuter, indicated by the article ta. And notice that in the genitive form, they are never oo, because if the genitive form were oo, they would be second declension. And they're always either os or os. And there are these obnoxious eos ones, which decline a little bit different. And this is one of our frustrations with the third declension noun, is that it doesn't behave as consistently as the first and second declension noun. But they are predictable and easy to recognize once you get used to them. So let's look at some here. Aner, andros, ha, means man. So notice the genitive form ends in os. And this is an easy one to recognize, like because anthropology is the study of man. Aner, andros, that anthro is the idea of man. Meaning, of course, humanity. They were not gender neutral back in the first century, sorry. Ion, onos, ha, means age. Now notice that that's masculine. Onos, see here the os ending, that's telling me it's third declension, and then the ha tells me it's masculine. This is a third declension masculine noun. Ion, onos, ha, and it means age. And in English, we talk about an eon as a long time. Basileus, eos, ha, means king. And you might remember a first declension noun we've already met. Basileia means kingdom. A basileus is a king. So basileus, eos, ha, king. Dunamis, eos, hey. Means power. Quick quiz, what gender? Dunamis, eos, hey. Feminine, right? Because hey is the feminine article. Of course, we have the word dynamite in English that means a powerful explosion. So dunamis means power in Greek. Onoma, atos, ta, means name. Onoma. Now, the genitive would be pronounced like this, then, anamatos. And I want you to hear in that word the mat, anamatos. As you decline it down, it would be anamatos, anamati, anamata, but you'd hear that mat. These are called mat stem nouns because they end in, the stem actually ends in mat, anamat. Now, the thing about these mat stem nouns is that they are always neutral. So notice it's ta, onoma, atas, ta, means name. Pistis, eos, hey, means faith. Pistis, eos, hey. Feminine, hear the hey there? Okay, and that's one of those weird ones like that ends in os instead of os, but we'll just have to get used to that. We use it, we have the word epistemology. That the question is, how do we know what we know? Epistemology. How do we believe what we believe and know what we know? So pistis is the word for faith. We'll find a verb later, meet it, called pistuo, which means I believe. But pistis is faith, or you might call it belief, but pistis, faith. Pneuma, atas, ta, means spirit or wind. I'm often asked, do you pronounce it pneuma with the P sounding as well as the new pneuma? Well, if you want to, go ahead. But I have a feeling that in Greek, as in English, they tended to just, the P tended to just drop out. So you would normally just hear pneuma rather than pneuma. But if you want to pronounce the P, you go right ahead. We use the word pneumatic. To talk about tools that are pressurized by air, pneumatic. So we use that word actually almost exactly in the same way in English. Notice that it is a mat stem noun. Pneumat, pneuma, atas, ta. So it would decline like this. Pneuma, pneumatas, pneumati, pneumata. hear the mot in there? That's a mot stem noun, and it is neuter. Neuter. I'm saying that word. Neuter. It is neuter. Okay. All right. Soma. Atas. Ta. Here we go again. Another mot stem noun. Soma. Somatas. Somati. Somata. Mot. It's neuter. Soma. Somatas. Ta. It means body. We talk about a somatic illness, which is a bodily illness, as opposed to a mental illness. And then charis, itas, hey. Charis, itas, hey. It means grace. It is a beautiful word. And charis, work on pronouncing those he's with lots of spit, okay? Charis, itas, hey. We talk about the Eucharist, or in English, we would just say the Eucharist. It's a memorial supper in celebration of God's grace. So, charis means grace.